Come, Father, and your will be done here on this earth as it is in heaven in this time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. Would you please rise and join us in worship?
Lord, the light of your love is shining in the midst of the darkness, shining. Jesus, light of the world, shine upon us. Set us free by the truth you now bring us. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine, Jesus, shine. Some presence from the shadows into your radiance. By the blood I may enter your brightness. Search me, try me, consume all my darkness. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine, Jesus, shine. Changing from glory to glory, mirrored here, may our lives tell your story. Shine on me, shine on me, shine, Jesus, shine.
Here and right now to just lift up prayers to God out loud as you feel led. Just praying for his light to shine in this place, in this community, in your homes, in our lives, wherever, and just asking him to change our hearts in the midst of that.
Thank you.
Yes, Jesus, we acknowledge your goodness, your love and your mercy and your righteousness, God. And we thank you, Lord, that that is who you are. And so, Jesus, we seek you this morning and we ask that you would have your way among us, Lord. Send forth your word and let there be light, Lord God. Would you search us and try us? Align our will with yours. And even when our will differs from yours, Jesus, give us the boldness and the strength to choose yours over ours. Jesus, we thank you for all of the ways that you make yourself evident to us. And we ask for an extra glimpse this morning, Jesus, of your glory. Just a glimpse, Lord. Would you bless us with that this morning? Amen.
Yeah.
just ask once again that you would touch our hearts today, that they would be changed by your presence, Lord Jesus. We thank you, God, that you are the God who saves us, that you are the God who makes a way, who lights the path. And Lord, as we have received that this morning, may we freely give it as we go. Amen. So we're doing Throne Room Song again. We've been doing it quite a bit recently, and we don't repeat songs this often, typically. And we're going to do it one more week. We're going to do it next week, too. Okay. But I really felt that God was calling us to use this song throughout this series. And the biggest piece that stuck out to me was the veil being torn, and to worship in this place like that veil is torn, because it is. And this song, like the throne room song, we're looking into heaven, you know, what that's going to be like to be worshiping God in that throne room. But we do get a little piece of that here. Like, so let's lean closer and closer into that. Because it's like this progression, right? We think before Jesus, and there was like this veil. And then after Jesus, the veil is torn, and yet there's still like farther that we can go down the road. But I just want to encourage us this morning to worship like that veil is torn. Don't worship like there's still that veil between us and God, because it has been torn.
Jesus is in this room, here right now, making this place I stand, holy ground. You're here, Jesus. Your spirit moves and breathes all around. All good and perfect things flowing down. All of the heavens are singing along with the saints and the elders in glorious song. The praises they sing never seem to get old. Then I'll stay here forever singing, holy, holy, holy Lord, God Almighty over all. Is you. The saints and the elders in glorious song, and the praises they sing never seem to get old. Then I'll stay here forever singing, holy, holy, holy Lord, God Almighty. Oh, throne and the doors fling wide. I see glory as I run inside your throne room. Before you I bow. The veil is torn and the doors fling wide. I see glory as I run inside your throne room. Before you, I bow. The veil is torn and the doors fling wide. I see glory as I run inside your throne room. Before you, I bow. The veil is torn and the doors fling wide. I see glory as I run inside your throne room. Before you,
Jesus, we do thank you, and we do acknowledge and honor your presence here in this room with us. You, the one who said you'll never leave us or forsake us, you'll be with us to the very end of the age. You prove your faithfulness to your word. We thank you. We pray that you would increase our awareness of your presence, not just as we gather, but throughout our days, that we would know that, Jesus, you are with us. And in these moments where we gather together as your people on this day that is set apart for you, may there be greater and greater encounters with you, the one who is in the room. Make us more aware. Open the eyes of our hearts to see your light and your glory, Jesus. Jesus, you said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. It is our glorious hope that one day we will behold the fullness of who you are, but we desire more and more to see you here on this earth, here in these days that we live, that there would be greater awakening to your glory, that there would be greater awakening to Jesus, your life and your death and your resurrection and its implications for us, that there be greater and greater awakening to you, Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ at work in our midst, that there be greater and greater awakening to who you are making us to be as your church here and around the world, that there be greater and greater awakening to your mission that you've called us to, the mission made possible because you have called us to yourself. Thank you. We pray that you would speak to us, that you would lead us to truth this morning, that you would open the eyes of our hearts and our ears to hear, that we might see and hear and understand and be changed, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And before you would be seated, if you would, take a Bible if you have one. The children will be dismissed in a moment. To the book of Luke, to Luke chapter 14. Luke chapter 14. We're going to be specifically looking at verses 15 through 24, but to get a picture of the context before that, we want to begin in verse 7. Luke chapter 14, beginning in verse 17. I invite you to keep standing just in honor of the reading of God's word together. So Luke records this. It said, when he, Jesus, noticed how the guests picked the places of honor at the table at the Pharisee's house where he was invited, he told them this parable. Verse 8, when someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honor, for a person more distinguished than you may have been invited. If so, the host who invited both of you will come and say to you, give this man your seat. Then, humiliated, you will have to take the least important place. But when you are invited, take the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he will say to you, friend, move up to a better place. Then you will be honored in the presence of all your fellow guests. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Then Jesus said to his host, when you give a luncheon or dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or relatives, or your rich neighbors. If you do, they may invite you back, and so you will be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. Verse 15, when one of those at the table with him heard this, he said to Jesus, blessed is the man who will eat at the feast in the kingdom of God. And Jesus replied, a certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servants to tell those who had been invited, come, for everything is now ready. But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said, I have just bought a field and I must go and see it. Please excuse me. Another said, I have just bought 5 yoke of oxen and I'm on my way to try them out. Please excuse me. Still another said, I just got married, so I can't come. The servant came back and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and ordered his servant, go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame. Sir, the servant said, what you ordered has been done, but there is still room. Then the master told his servant, go out to the roads and country lanes and make them come in so that my house will be full. I tell you, not one of those men who were invited will get a taste of my banquet. May the Lord add his blessing this morning to the reading of his word, and you may be seated, and as you are seated, the children from kindergarten to sixth grade would